B-side for Ephesians 5, 15-17. I mentioned on side A that this verse contains one of the driving forces in my own life, a reality that sits deep within my understanding and colors almost every decision. Let's read verse 15 again. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. It's a simple concept. Make the most of every opportunity. I memorized this one in a different translation. Redeem the time. Why is this verse so personal to me? I don't know entirely. I just know that I am possessed of a sense that time is opportunity, and that opportunity will pass. Redeem it. Get the full value from it. Seize the day. I became a believer at 21 years old, and I was hit almost immediately with a sense that my life mattered, that my days matter. I have a race to run, and I want to run it in such a way as to win. Not for some earthly prize that fades, for eternity. My life now has a real effect on eternity, and so does yours. And we don't just affect our own eternity. We affect each other. Yes, God marked out a path for us, but the way we run it matters. Whatever your take on predestination, it should not be an excuse for fatalism. In other words, don't just think, God's going to do it anyway, so I'll just take it easy. No, Paul consistently speaks to us of working hard, running to win, and giving your all. Jesus speaks repeatedly of rewards in heaven, of God being faithful to recognize your work, the difference you made. Now, we can't always create opportunity, and we each face our own level of struggle, frustration, and debilitation. But we can make the most of the opportunities that God sets before us. Back here in verse 17, Paul says to make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. The world is already bad. If you get lazy, if you do nothing, life naturally rolls downhill. Get up, take action. God has called you upward. And I don't think that Paul is saying do great, big, impressive things for God. It's not about impressing anyone. It's about doing God's will. Verse 17 says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. God's will is loving your family, being true to your friends, investing in relationships and people and in God's kingdom. I remember listening to Chuck Smith, who was my pastor's pastor, and who made an impact on this world that is way beyond my ability to measure. He shared the story of going to camp when he was a teenage kid. The camp teacher made a simple statement, one life to live, it soon shall pass. Only what's done for Christ will last. And that one profound truth stuck with him and drove him forward. And man, it stuck with me. Every day, every hour, redeem it. And that sensibility is the reason that I work at this. If I didn't have that sense, Through the Word wouldn't exist, no doubt. Years back, when this was just a crazy idea, I was driven by a sense that if I do this, it will make a difference. It will reach a soul that needs it, that needs to hear God's Word explained. And I have had my fair share of failed attempts and frustrating endeavors on the way. That's life. And God uses those too, if you're working for Him. And keep this in balance. I'm not encouraging you to a workaholic attitude, but I am saying work and persevere. I love this quote from William Carey, one of my heroes who changed his world in tremendous ways. He said, I can plod. I can persevere at any given task. To this I owe everything. So, how about you? How are you making the most of every opportunity? How is your time being redeemed?